The jury trial for former Philadelphia police officer Mike Dial is underway. Dial is facing third-degree murder and the death of Eddie Irizarry in August of 2023. Dial was initially charged with first-degree murder, but the district attorney withdrew that charge in August. Dial has been out on $200,000 bail ever since. Dial shot Irizarry multiple times through the driver's side window during a traffic stop, which was captured on his body camera footage. Today is primary election day in Pennsylvania. Polls are open. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is running again, so he will not be overseeing any questions from people who have election day concerns. First Assistant Robert Listenby says, especially in the DA's contest, those complaints will be referred to the Attorney General's office.
The election task force will take extraordinary efforts to make sure that we avoid any conflicts of interest or appearance of conflicts of interest. To do this, we'll maintain a record of all the calls regarding DA's race, and almost all calls will be referred to the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office for their investigation.
City commissioners urge voters who decide to use a mail-in ballot to turn it in at satellite offices or drop boxes. In order to be counted, mail-in ballots must be in by the time polls close tonight at 8. D.A. Krasner faces Judge Patrick Dugan on the ballot, by the way. And there will be some street corner swearing in of election officials today. WHYY Tom McDonald explains why and how the process works.
There are some polling places, especially in Northeast Philadelphia, where no one has signed up to monitor Election Day activities. City Commissioner's head Omar Sabir said people will be drafted into service just before the polls open in some cases to fill that void.
So we have volunteers, we also have casuals, and we also have staff workers as well. And we definitely deploy on that day. I mean, it's like a symphony. So we got the best staff, election staff in the country. And we're definitely going to put on the election that citizens of Philadelphia deserve.
Sabir said the gaps are particularly prevalent in one part of the city.
We always have holes in the Northeast, but we feel confident that we're going to be able to fill those holes.
There's not expected to be a high turnout for this so-called off-year election, with the DA's race not expected to be close and judicial races not sparking a great deal of interest. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
New Jersey transit trains are up and running again as of this morning, now that a tentative contract agreement was reached with engineers. Sports, the Phils over the Rockies Monday in Colorado, 9-3. Those two teams go at it again this evening, game two of their four-game set. Jesus Luzardo is the pitcher who will likely start for the Phillies. Antonio Senzatella for the Rockies. The Philly forecast goes like this. A sunny start, some clouds later, a high around 70 with a big breeze today, 10 to 15 miles an hour.